HKX, mobile.
Hey, Mr. Patrick, how you doing today? N0TR mobile.
Doing okay. How are you, Miss Bernice?
We've been doing some yard work and just decided to come down to Aldi's here rather than wait till in the morning. I know the traffic's worse, but wasn't bad coming down. We're up here on Wade Hampton out here by that donut shop I told you about the other day over here, not far from Wally World.
Right there at Edwards Road.
You're exactly right, Edwards Road. We're not stopping for a donut. You know, all you get's the leftovers from this morning, so. Oh, Bernice did get some good white grapes, though, at Aldi's. They're delicious. And she bought herself a yellow rose, and everything's going good.
Hi, Patrick.
I hope Tom's behaving today, and you deserve a rose every day putting up with him.
We would be out of character.
I'm doing okay today. Sorry y'all had a tiring day.
And then we got a thing you pull behind the lawnmower for raking up leaves and grass and that. It weighed 70 pounds, and FedEx guy was nice enough to put it in the back of the truck for us, and I backed it around. We just took it out piece by piece out of the box. But I spread fertilizer on the lawn today, and I had mowed grass, when was it, yesterday? Yesterday. So my old back is still aching, but I thought it was going to rain. There was getting some severe thunderstorms up there around, I think it was Hendersonville earlier. I was kind of surprised. I don't think that was forecasted. It's been overcast here for quite a few hours today.
Around the house, it isn't nothing to get an afternoon thunder shower just passing through. Been that way my entire life. They ain't even got it on the weather forecast, but it'll come through.
Told Bernice it might be a pop-up there yesterday, and sure enough, it sprinkled just a tiny bit, but that was all. But some of those here, well, I think tomorrow we may run up to the chicken man and get our new chickens, and if things work out all right, I'll get rid of those other ones on the other side. I haven't done that yet, but I haven't felt like it, and the weather hasn't really cooperated very much.
Roger that. Well, again, sorry I couldn't take them. I just couldn't know where to put them. I'm out of room now. And, the thunder shower yesterday, it snuck up on me because I lit the grill, so it's going to rain. It never fails. But we had some hail mixed in with it, too.
Oh, that sucks. Never like hail. I gotta see if I can get over here in front of this guy. I gotta turn up here at the next corner. And I made it. I don't know if he liked it or not, but I didn't squeeze him or nothing. Yeah, how big was the hail? Small, I hope.
It's just pea size, nothing to worry about, but I still, it don't feel good on the skin if you're out in it. Let's put it that way.
It does not. And the worst I ever seen it was many years ago. We come back from California and went through Amarillo. And they had some hail there that was 3/4 inch in diameter. And I got to tell you, scared me to death. And I've seen some of that stuff that's baseball size and that, and never experienced it myself, but I can't imagine what golf ball size would have been like when 3/4 inch still beat our car up some.
I've seen that and been in that baseball size hail, not out of the house, but in the house in it, and just watching it, and it's something else to watch and experience.
Stuff could probably kill you if you was trapped out in it. But never had the displeasure of being out in it. To wonder, up there in Kansas, we got everything else but that. We had hail, but never that size. My brother-in-law did, and they had a sunroom out behind their house, and it broke every glass and window in it.
Not surprising. There were several windows broken and windshields busted in cars and other things broken in the yards when that hailstorm come through, but it wasn't here around the house. It was when we lived down in Texas, down south of Houston.
Something that they get, because the only time we come through Amarillo, I flew in there once in a Navy plane, but I never did. This guy in front of me could have easily went, but he didn't. But I never did drive through there, and when we were driving home from California, we drove right into it. There's no place to go out there in the middle of nowhere in Texas. No place to hide.
There is absolutely no shelter, because it's just dead flat and very little trees.
Sir. Well, I got sent to San Angelo many years ago. It would have been back in the 80s or early 90s. To set the gates on a dam, and I had to do the electrical work on setting them. And I'm telling you, when I got there, I had to drive out in the desert, I don't know how far, and it was the god-awfulest places I ever been. All there was cactus and brush and some rattlesnakes. Had lots of rattlesnakes. You ever been over by San Angelo?
That I have, but the topography doesn't change a whole lot in Texas, depending on which part you're in.
The name of those trees they had out there, those things were in the desert, and they were just twisted up like you wouldn't believe. Now, I can't remember if that was Farmington, New Mexico. They sent me out there to the Navajo Indian Irrigation Project one time to work on some 36-inch water valves. And, wow, it was just as bad as San Angelo was. I did talk to a guy on the radio all last year, and he was in San Angelo, and I seen it posted. And I thought, well, I'll ask him what it's like out there by that dam, because there was nothing. Just nothing. And he said, oh, yeah. He says, I live there now. he says, there's a city all around that dam.
I think how time changes things. But, Tom, I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'll lose the repeater here shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you and Miss Bernice. And hope you have a great day or great evening now. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Nice talking to you, and glad you had a safe day, and hope it was a productive day, and say hi to wife, and maybe we'll see you here in the next week or so. 73, KO4HKX, N0TR, clear.